From Kathleen this week, she writes, I opened a bottle of wine recently and it smelled like vinegar. I wasn't brave enough to try it, but I'm curious what might have been wrong. And several weeks back, we talked about cork taint, Bob, and you said this is a part of a much bigger conversation of wine faults. And we're going to talk a lot about that in just a moment. Let's answer Kathleen's question first. So it smelled like vinegar. It probably was vinegar.
Indeed, it was, Kathleen. This was vinegar because wine can turn to vinegar when it's stored or made improperly. What is vinegar but the result of a bacteria that attacks the alcohol in wine and, in fact, turns it to those two components that make vinegar, ethyl acetate, acetic acid, blah, 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 blah. And so there's a very good chance that that wine was at some point in its maturation at the winery and then bottled up. Usually it happens at the winery. That wine was exposed to oxygen, and this little bacterium settled in there and turn that alcohol to vinegar.
You can't do anything to save that bottle, can you?
It's pretty much done. There are some very invasive filtration units that exist today where you can filter out a little bit of it, but you strip that wine down to its bare bones, and it may not be worth Kathleen's time to drink, okay? But you're right. Vinegar is one of those spoilage or wine faults that we need to talk about, because there are a range of things that a winemaker has to be really conscious of when you're fermenting and maturing wine before you put it in bottle. All kinds of things can happen. First of all is that bacterial or microbial spoilage. And it's not just the little bacteria that makes vinegar, but there are other bacteria that create smells like barnyard, poop, cardboard, all kinds of things that...
which Bob says they're all perfectly fine words to use to describe, because there's not another word that describes the condition better.
They're pretty darn accurate. Let me make the great big caveat. There is not a single microbe that can survive in wine that is harmful to human health. Oh, so you are just fine. There's no problem drinking it. And some people, in fact, like a little bit of the smells or taste that come from it, okay? I personally don't. I think I goofed up as a winemaker if I have something like that in my wine. The other big one is oxidation. And that also comes from having a wine exposed to oxygen. And we've talked before about a cut apple laid on the table, and you look at it in 20 or 40 minutes, and that's turned brown. Wine can do the same thing when it's exposed to oxygen. Then you've got the range of kind of silly things that very seldom happen anymore, because modern winemaking is just wonderful. We're drinking the greatest wines that have been ever made in the history of the world, okay? Because we know how to control these little guys. You know, 200 years ago, they didn't even know that there was such a thing as a bacteria that could spoil wine. All they knew is that, oops, it went bad. And now we know what it is and how to control it.
Wow. Okay, so wine faults, not necessarily a wine ruiner, because I remember that one incident before, the guy was asking about the cloudiness in the wine. And it's not necessarily a ruiner, but it can impact the experience.
It's a matter of degrees. A little bit of that vinegar smell might actually, for some people, elevate the aroma to the point where they like it. Too much of it makes it vinegar. The same thing with this thing that I've talked about before, barnyard, which comes from Brettanomyces. The folks in Bordeaux, the Rhone, they love Brettanomyces. They think it's part of their reflection of their area, okay, terroir.
It's their signature.
Oh, yes. But I find it as an enormous fault, and it's all attributable to this particular yeast that can grow in wine, a secondary yeast, and it gives it this barnyard smell. Okay, so one man's barnyard's another man's flower.